Today, Shem Sechta Ervin Dav Ches, we will begin on Dav Ches, Saman Aleph, from the top line, Ulamaydis Al-Kadat Mi'akara. In our previous year, we had an extensive discussion, Aloha that Rav Yehuda taught us. Rav Yehuda taught us that if there's a Mavi that opens to a Rechava we said is a much more secluded area than a Chatzar, and that Rechava opens up to Rosh Hashanah, so Rav Yehuda taught us that it's not considered a mavaya mafulish, even though that rechav in the back opens up to rishus harabim. But on the other hand, Rabbi Huda taught us that it's specifically a rechava that we could be lenient, and if there's just a lechu or kaira at the entrance of the mavi, it would be sufficient. Because if it was a chatzar, then the halacha would be that you cannot carry in that mavi if there was no Erev between the Chatzar and the Mavi. And the Gemara in yesterday's Shir said at the beginning that Rav will not agree with that halacha, and Rav will say that the Erev is not required, but it is considered mefulish. Says the Gemara, Ulamai desatim dat mekara. So according to our original understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, Bain Irvu, whether there's an Erev between the people in the Mavi and the Chatzar, or Bain Loi Irvu, or whether there is no Erev between the people in the Mavi and the Chatzar, there's going to be a Machloikus. When there's an Erev, the issue will be, is this considered a Mavi or Mefulish? And when there is no Erev, the Machloikus is going to be, can the fact that there is no Erev create that the people in the Mavi may not carry because there's no Erev between them and the Chatzar, and therefore, since they can't carry there, it's going to be considered a Machloikus. It's going to be considered open to an area which they're not allowed to carry to, which would mean that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavi either. But the Gemara says, Be'irvu v'may pligi, so if there's an Erev, what is the basis of their Machloikus? B'shlay Irvu, if there is no Erev between the Mavi and the Chatzar, b'may pligi, what is the basis of the Machloikus? So in order to understand the next piece of Gemara, we need to say some introductory remarks. A Rishus HaYochid that has a breach in the wall, as we discussed already in yesterday's Shir, could disqualify the ability to carry in that Rishus HaYochid, unless you have two conditions, that it's less than 10 amos wide and part of the walls are still standing. When these two conditions are met, then the piritza is not considered a breach. But as we explained in our previous year, the piritza is considered an opening, a door. And even though it doesn't have its surah of Pesach, since it has all the conditions that we just mentioned, it's considered just a Pesach. Now, sometimes when you have this kind of opening, it's only visible that you have left over walls to the people inside the area or to the people outside the area. And that will make halacha, that will make a nafkamina and halacha, as we will see. Moreover, if we have a mavui that has a mechitza, that has a partition between it and the chatzar, and there's no opening in that partition, so then that's a situation where the concern that we've been discussing, that the fact that the mavui is open to the chatzar, would not be irrelevant. Because the people from the Chatzar don't really have an entrance to the Mavi. There's a partition separating them. So if after you had such a partition, there was an opening made in that partition, doesn't change the halacha. Because since they never were accustomed to go into the Mavi, because till now there was a partition, then, so they don't have any drisus haregel. They don't really have any pathway into that Mavi. And since they don't have any pathway into that Mavi, they won't have the ability to affect the status of the Mavi. Given these introductions, we can now understand the Gemara. B'shloi Ervu, when there's no Erev between the people in the Chatz and the people in the Erev, and the people in the Mavi, and there is no breach from the Chatz into the Rishus Rabbim, Pligi, the Machloikas between Rav and Shmuel suggests the Gemara, will be regarding the Halacha Nirab B'chutz V'Shabab B'Melechim, that only to the people outside of the Mavui can they see that there are walls, but to the people inside the Mavui, it isn't obvious that there are walls. And if we look at our diagram, the diagram that we could, diagram 43 and diagram 44 are perfect examples. People in the Mavui, in these diagrams, don't see anything on the outside. But people outside see the protruding walls from both sides. So now we're going to have a situation where Rav and Shmuel are arguing in such a situation. Somebody who's standing inside this Mavui doesn't see any walls. Somebody who's standing outside could see that the walls are continuing. Somebody standing in the chatzar could see that the walls are continuing. According to Shmuel, even though for the people in the chatzar, we look at this piritza like it's an opening. Why? That's only like a Pesach, because it has walls on both sides. But for the people in the Mavui, we can't consider it a Pesach, because for the people in the Mavui, they don't see any protruding walls. So it's going to be considered as if the Mavui is completely open to the Chatzar. If the Mavui is completely open to the Chatzar, and there is no Erev between the Chatzar and the Mavui, the people in the Chatzar make that the people in the Mavui should not be able to carry, even if there's a Lachi or a Kaira at the entrance of that Mavui. Rav, however, says, since the person who's standing in the chatzar, and again, this is diagram, the best way to look at this is at diagram 44. Since the person who's standing in the chatzar does see walls, even though the person in the Mavui doesn't see those walls, but since for the person in the chatzar sees walls, that's enough to make that the opening between the Mavui and the chatzar should not be considered a piritzah. It should rather be considered a Pesach. And the halacha is, if you have a Mavui open to a chatzar that has the two conditions that we mentioned a moment ago, that the opening is a Pesach, which according to the way we just explained, Rav will be able to say that I only consider it a Pesach. And it was a place where the people, where there was originally a partition. So since there was originally a partition there, so now even though that partition came down, still that created that the people from the chatzar don't go into the Mavui. So the fact that there's no Erev between the Mavui and the chatzar doesn't bother me. That's the way the Gemara explains the Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel, when there is no Erev between the chatzar and the Mavui. B'shirvu, if there is an Erev between the people in the chatzar and the people in the Mavui, and then, as we said, however, that Mavui was open, that chatzar is open to Rishus HaRabim, says the Gemara, what is the machloikus? What is the basis of the machloikus there? Be'ervu k'mifgi, if there's an Erev between the people in the chatzar and the people in the Mavui, and the chatzar is open to Rishus HaRabim, the machloikus is with Rabbi Yosef. It's around the din that Rabbi Yosef taught us. Dom Rabbi Yosef taught us, Loi Shanu, Rabbi Yehuda, that said that if a Mavi leads to a Rechava, and then that Rechava is open to the Rishus HaRabim, that there is no problem, Ella, it's only a situation, Shekola L'emtza Rechava, if it ends up to the middle of the Rechava. Aval kala lechem mitzidei rechava, if the opening is to a wall and the length of that wall is flush, is straight with the wall of the Rechava. So that looks much more like a Mavi and Mefulish, and therefore it's Mutter. So if we look at diagram 43, when we look at diagram 43, we have the Mavi, and then we have the Rechava behind the Mavi. So you could have a situation, which is really the picture in 43, where the wall keeps on going. So since the wall keeps on going, that's why it looks like it's mefulish. But would the wall, more like diagram 44, not go straight? Since it doesn't go straight, it doesn't look like it's mefulish straight into the Rishus Rabbim. And that's why we're going to be more machmer. And says the Gemara, that's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is going to hold like Rav Yosef. Even when the Mavi goes into the middle of the, when the Mavi goes into the middle of the Rechava, it doesn't look like a Mavi Mefulish. Rav, on the other hand, is going to hold that even if it doesn't go straight with the straight wall like 43 shows us, still, since it goes, there's a line that could take you from the Mavi to the Chatzar, from the Mavi to the Rechava to the Rishus Rabbim, that's enough to make it be considered a Mavi Mefulish. That's how the Gemara Abaye at the beginning thought was the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. And that's why the Gemara said at the beginning of this sugya in yesterday's shir, that Rav Yehuda is going to have to follow the opinion of Shmuel and not the opinion of Rav. But as we learned the Maskon of the Gemara, there is no Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. And even Rav holds this way. And Rav is going to hold that if it goes to the middle of the Rechava, it's not considered a Mavi or Mefulish. And on the other hand, Nira B'Bechutz, Shava B'Mefnim, is not considered a Lechi. That's the way the Gemara, Rashi explains our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, comments Rava, Hada Amrit, what Rav Yehuda said, the way Rav Yosef explained, that when the Mavi goes L'Emtzer Rechava Mutter, that if it doesn't go flush one line, again, if it's not like diagram 43, it's not considered a Mavi or Mefulish, Loya Moron, El is Loik Negedzeh. It's only said when the opening of the Mavi is not in any way a straight line to the opening of the Rechava behind the Mavi. Avozek Negedzeh, if there's a straight line from the opening of the Mavi to the opening of to the Rishus Rabbim, even if it's not a straight wall, then it would be Asur. So if we look at diagram 44, if you go with a straight line from the Mavi to the Rechava, to the entrance, to the exit to the Rishus Rabbim, he says that would be considered Mavi Mefulish. But if there's no direct exit where you're going to have to turn to get to the exit to the Rishus Rabbim, then it won't be considered a Mavi Mefulish. Amr Mesharsha, says the Gemara, Hada Amrit, this Rabbi Yehuda said that Zesh Loik Neged Zeh Mutter, this that we were just lenient, that if there's no direct line going from the Mavi outside, then it's not considered Mavi Mefulish. Loya Lamaran Rechava de Rabbim. We only said this when it's a Rechava that belongs to many people. Aval Rechava de Yochid, if it's a Rechava that belongs to one individual, then it's considered a Mavi Mefulish under all circumstances. Why? Because we need to be concerned, says Rav Mesharsha. Yes, the way we're learning, there's no direct line, there's no straight wall like there is in diagram 43. But if this Rechava in diagram 44 belongs to one individual who has the right to do in his property what he wants, so he may build walls that will go flush with that line of the Mavi. If he'll build such a wall, then we're going to have that Lachad Rabbi Yossi said, that if it's a straight line, it's always considered a Mavi Mefulish. So since there's a real potential that could happen at any time, The fact that there's such a real potential that that could happen at any time suggests the Gemara, the halacha already views it as if it's happening, even though it hasn't quite yet happened. Aval l'ruchava de yachid, if it's open to a ruchava that's owned by an individual, zimnim mimlechalop, this one individual may sometimes change his mind, or bonalei batim, and build houses, and then it's going to be avalei k'mavishukol l'tzidei ruchava, it's going to be a straight line, and it's awesome. And therefore, already now, we have to be machmir. Ask the Gemara. So we're making a differentiation between a ruchava de yachid and a ruchava de rabbin. Ask the Gemara, u'menot temra, the shenalon, bein ruchava de rabbin and ruchava de yachid. Where do we have such a halachic principle to differentiate between a ruchava de rabbin and a ruchava de yachid? Says the Gemara, we'll show you where. There was a situation with a mavi, tzida echad kolol yam, one side of the mavi was a yam, v'tzida echad kolol ashba, and one side was a garbage dump. Diagram 45. So, even though this mavi didn't have walls, but it had three mechitzas, which is a real mavi sasim. However, oba myself nei Rebbe, and this question came to Rebbe, can we consider this a full-fledged mavui? And if you just have a lechi or a kaira at the entrance, it'd be sufficient. Bom ma'isel fnei Rebbe. This question was brought to Rebbe, and v'layama hetter v'lay iser. And Rebbe didn't want to say a hetter or a iser. He didn't want to be mekel or machmer. And the Gemara explains, isla yamabo. He didn't want to say that should not be considered a mavi. They're kaim mechitzes. They're full-fledged walls. And if they're full-fledged mechitzes, it should be considered a mavi sasser. On the other hand, heteloi amaba, he didn't want to be mekel and considered like a full-fledged mavi. Chashina, for he was concerned, shema tinotel ashpa, maybe this garbage dump will be taken away. We need to be concerned that yal hayam certain, maybe the water, this ocean that's on the side will dry up. And since the water on the side will dry up, that will take away the fact that it's a mechitza. So we see that even though something didn't happen yet, quite yet, the fact that it has the potential to happen, that's enough that it should be considered a mechitza. There's a very interesting question. When we say that water is considered a mechitza, which clearly seems to be the din that the Gemara is holding, the only question the Gemara is discussing is if the water were to, what, I need to be concerned that the water may dry up. But as long as it's there, it's certainly considered a mechitza. So the Paiskim discuss what makes it a mechitza. Some Paiskim say the actual water is what makes it into the mechitza. Others say it's not the water that makes it into the mechitza, it's the beach, it's the incline between the water and the mavli. And if that's the case, so that's going to have requirements, like we always speak, whenever we speak about a mechitza, whenever we speak about a partition, partitions have to have certain qualifications to be considered halachically a partition. And that, actually, I saw machlokes how to look at it between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker. Furthermore, I saw that the Gemara says now we have to be concerned for Shema Hayala Hayam Kasertin. The water may dry up. The question is, when we say that the water is considered a mechitza, is it only when it's in a liquid state or even where it's hardened and it's ice? The Taz says that if you have a place that the water freezes up to ice, then it wouldn't be a mechitza. And I saw that those that say they're not only is it not, is going to be a problem when it freezes up, but But even if it has the potential, very much the concept of our Gemara, even when it has the potential to freeze up, that's enough to be a mechitza. Says the Gemara, Michashinen Shematanot al Ashba, asked the Gemara, is this indeed true that we have to be concerned about the potential or what may happen? Vatanan asked the Gemara that we're going to learn a Mishnah much later in the Masechta. On the Tzadik Tesama base, we have an Ashba in the Rosh Hashanah, you have a garbage dump in the Rosh Hashanah, Gevaya Asar Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim tall, it's 4 Tvachim wide, and therefore it's considered a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. As we've always discussed, a place that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. And now, I have my window right on top of that garbage dump. So am I allowed to throw garbage from my home onto that garbage dump? I'm going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, directly from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The halach is that we may throw the garbage there. But if there's a new consideration, that we always have to be concerned that what's there now may be removed, so how could you use that garbage dump? Maybe it's going to be taken away. Maybe it's going to be diminished, and it's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah anymore. Alma, the Shani, and yet it says Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we see there's a difference between Ashba the Rabbim, that we don't have to worry about, Ashba the Yachid. Whereas an Ashba the Yachid, we need to be concerned, may not be a garbage dump. So says the Gemara, the same thing says Rav Mishashia. Hachanami, we should differentiate by the Rechava that's behind the Mavi, Shani ben Rechava the Rabbim, between a Rechava that's a Rabbim, where we need not be concerned that they're going to build homes there, and now I'm going to have a straight line, Le Rechava the Yachid, where I need to be concerned. Ask the Gemara of Rabbonon Mai, what will be the opinion of the Rabbonon regarding such a situation where you have one side a Yam and one side an Ashba? Is that considered a Mavi or not? Amar Yosef of Dimi Tana, Hacham Oisrim. The Chum hold that we have to be concerned that it may be removed, and therefore it's not considered a Mavi. And says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Halach Chum, Halach is like the Chumim, we need to be concerned that it'll be removed. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Amar of Yosef of Dimi Tana, the Chum Matirim. The Chumim of Mekel, they consider this a Mavi when it has on one side an Ashba and one side a Yam. And we need not be concerned that the situation might change. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halach K'divrei Chachamim, we don't follow the opinion of Chachamim, rather, indeed, we have to be concerned. The Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that when we have the Ashba right next to the home, the best way of understanding the Gemara, that's the way we understood the Gemara, is that it's right next to it. But if it's not right next to it, so now you're going to have a problem of traveling through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. From Rosh Hashanah Yochid, throwing over the area that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is not so simple. And therefore, the easiest way of learning the Gemara, the way we learned the Gemara, is that it's speaking about a situation where it's directly from the house and this garbage dump is right on the side of your home. And like that, there's no question that you're going directly from that. You're going directly from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. Mereima pasuk leila surva uzli. Mereima made mechitzas around the city of Uzali, that even though there was a yam, vomer, and he didn't rely on the yam to be a good mechitza, because he said, Chashina, we need to be concerned, Shema yala yam certain, the water may dry up, and if the water will dry up, it won't be an adequate mechitza. So even though right now the water has not dried up, but Merema was concerned that there's a possibility for that to happen, and the fact that you have a possibility for that to happen is enough to make it that it should not be considered a mechitza. And like I said earlier, the Magen Avraham and the Taz have the same concern if the water will freeze up. Because according to many Achroinim, the water that freezes up, certainly not considered a partition. Previously on Daf Vav, we spoke about a Mavi Okum, a bent Mavi. And when we spoke about a bent Mavi looks like a Reish. Rav considers a bent Mavi like a Mavi and a Foolish, if at both sides of the Mavi it opens to Rishus Rabim. And therefore Rav said you have to put a Lechi and Kaira on the two openings to the Rishus Rabim, and a Tzuras of Pesach by the bend. According to Shmuel, it's considered like a Mavi Sosum, and it's enough to have two Lechis, a Lechi by each entrance to the Rishus Rabim, and nothing has to be done by the turn. Says the Gemara, Ha'u Mavi Mokum, there was a Mavi Mokum to have the Basura, that was in the city of Sura. Book Koruch Budya, they put a rolled up mat, Vaisve Bekamusai, and they put it at the turn, at the bend. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, this that they did is like Rav, like Shmuel. It's not consistent, not with the opinion of Rav, nor with the opinion of Shmuel. The Rav, according to Rav, that holds that it has a din tarosik kemefulish, that the bent mavi that is in this that we're discussing is considered like a mavi mefulish. This is diagram 48. So then, tzuras haPesach by, that it requires a tzuras haPesach by the bend. Putting a rolled up mat certainly doesn't do the trick. L'Shmuel, on the other hand, according to Shmuel, tarosik kesosim. Shmuel says that a bent mavi is considered like a mavi sosim, so why do you have to have anything in the bend? Says the Gemara, Hani mili lechim alya. And if you'll say that you have to have a lechi, you have to have a good lechi. Avahai, kivin the nashim bezika, since it's just put down a mat there, v'shadalei laf klumhu. So the question is, why according to whom did they do this? So the question is, when we learned this sugya on Daf Vav, Rashi brought two pshatim. So one pshat Rashi said was that according to Shmuel, you don't have to put anything in the bend. So if according to Shmuel, you don't have to put anything in the bend, so what's the Gemara's question if this is good or not good? And because of that, in fact, they saw that the Rosh and the Ran say that this mat, the Gemara is not speaking about that it was put in the bend. Because it was put in the bend, Shmuel doesn't require anything. It's talking about they use the mat as a lechi at the entrance or exit between the Mavi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, when we learned that sugya, Rashi also quoted the opinion of his rebbes, who said that even though Shmuel doesn't require a Tzuras haPesach at the bend, Shmuel does require a lechi at the bend. According to that pshat, the Gemara's question is fantastic. And the Gemara's question is, you need to have a lechi even according to Shmuel at the bend, and how could this rolled mat be considered a lechi? Says the Gemara. However, if you take this mat and you drive a nail into the wall, so then this rolled mat remains that it's permanent there, Shmuel will agree that it's considered a lechi. Everybody would agree that's considered a full-fledged lechi, and there is no problem. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar b'yirmeber Abba Amarav, Mavi, when you have a Mavi that is open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that Mavi, on one side it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, on the other side it's open to a Chatzar, v'niflatz m'loyal Chatzar, that wall between the Chatzar and there's no wall between the Mavi and the Chatzar, or nifritz a chotzer kenegdoi, and then the nifritz a chotzer, and then that chotzer is open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, chotzer materis, you could carry in the chotzer. The fact that it's open to the mavi, and the fact that it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, doesn't bother me, because we're referring to a situation where the openings are less than 10 amos, and as we said earlier in the shiur, there's also wall left over. So when you have an opening that's less than 10 amos wide, and you also have walls left over, those openings are considered a Pesach. They're not considered a Pirtza, and therefore you could still carry in the Chatzar. And the fact that there's a Mavi leading into the Chatzar doesn't bother me, because the people of a Mavi don't really have a right to walk in the Chatzar. However, Mavi Osir, you may not carry in the Mavi, because since it's open to a Chatzar, and there was no Erev between the people in the Chatzar and the people in the Mavi, then if there is no Erev, then the halacha is you can't carry in the Mavi, because if the Mavi is open to an area to which you can't carry, a Mavi where there's a Chatzar with no Erev, you can't carry in the Mavi either. Amalei Rabbi Baravula Rabbi Babaya, Rabbi Lo Mishnah Sinuzu, isn't this something that we learned in a Mishnah? Again, a Mishnah that we're going to learn later in our Masechta. The Mishnah discusses, we have a Chatzar Ktana Shnifetzer L'Gdoyla. You have two Chatzar Chatzeris next to each other. One is a larger one, and the one's a smaller one, with a wall in between, and there's a break in that wall. Gdoyla Materis, you could use the larger Chatzar. Obviously, we're talking about a situation that all the people who live in that Chatzar made a Ruvei Chatzeris with each other. Ktana Asura. But the people, the Mavi, the smaller Mavi, the smaller Chatzar you can't carry. Because since the smaller Chatzar is completely open to the bigger Chatzar, so now it's not considered like there's just a Pesach. It's considered a Pirtza. And unless there's an Erev between the people and the smaller Chatzar, and the bigger Chatzar, the people in the smaller Chatzar will not be allowed to carry. Which is exactly the case that we just learned when you have the Mavui opening up to the Chatzar. Amalei. So the question is, Rav is an Amayra. And an Amayra's job is not to come teach us a din that the Mishnah already taught us. Amalei. So he says, Imahasam, if we only had that Mishnah, Hava Mina Hani Mili, Hechad Loi Kadars Barabim. Even when people don't go in the Chatzar, that it's open to the Chatzar Ketana, that's not open to Shus Rabim. Aval Hechad the Kadars Barabim. In our case, where it's open to a Mavi, and to the other side it's open to Shus Rabim. So since that Chatzar is so exposed, I would say that not only may not the people in the Mavi carry, but even the people in the Chatzar, since they're open to a Mavi which they don't have an Erev with, and on the other side they're open to Rosh Hashanah, that should make that you shouldn't be allowed to carry, even the people even the Chatzar should not carry. Ask the Gemara, for her Namitanina. This halacha is also a Mishnah in Masechta Taharis. The Mishnah Masechta Taharis teaches us, Chatzar. If you have a Chatzar that has two openings. Rabim nechnasim beruach zu, v'yoytzim beruach zu. They enter from one side and they go out from the other side. So the halacha is, as far as it's considered shusu rabim l'tumma, the halacha is, as far as hilchas tumma is concerned, we know that we learn from the halacha of a soita, that a sofik tumma, rishus hayachid, we have a sofik tumma in a rishus hayachid, we're machmer. Sofik tumma rishus Harabim were Mekel. What's the raya? Because the halach of a saita, a woman becomes a saita only if she secluded herself with a man. Now, that's an Rishus HaYachid. That's where the Torah is machmer. By a Rishus HaRabim, the Torah is Mekel. So this area, as far as Hilchis Tumah, which we learn from Saita, is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Why is it considered a Rishus HaRabim? Because people walk there. And any place where you have many people walking, as far as Hilchas Tumah is concerned, is considered a Rishus HaRabim. But it's considered a Rishus HaYochid for Hilchas Shabbos. Because even though it has these openings, that it's still considered a Rishus HaYochid for Hilchas Shabbos. So we see that openings don't make a difference. And they, even though people are walking there. So why should we think different? Why did Rav have to teach us that halacha by Mavi and Chatzar? Answers the Gemara, Ima hasam hava mini, hani mili, the what is the case that we're speaking about? Shloi keneged zeh, where the Chatzar, the two Chatzeris are not directly the entrance one to the other. Avol zeh keneged zeh, when one enters directly into the other, Ema loy, maybe it should not be considered a Rosh Hashanah for Hilchas Shabbos. That's why Rav had to tell us that it is. Ask the Gemara, Rav the Amma, Zeh keneged zeh osur, that if the openings are flush, as we discussed at the beginning of our shiur, that makes it into a mavi mefulish. So what? How will we have to understand the case that Rav is referring to? In a case of zloy keneged zeh, we're going to have to say that's talking about zloy keneged zeh. So then, if that's the case, so that's exactly the same as the Mishnah that we just taught about. And Tata Lamali, so why do we have to mention the same halacha twice? Answers the Gemara, Ima Hossam, if I only had the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis, have a mina hani mila lizroik. That I'm treating it as a Rosh Hashanah Yochid l'chumra. And therefore, if somebody throws an object from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, it's going to be considered a through from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Avla Talta, to be able to carry in that Rosh Hashanah, where we know that in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're allowed to carry as much as you want. In a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we may not carry even if within that Rosh Hashanah. Maybe l'chumra, I should consider it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a Maloy, and I would not be allowed to carry it in that Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malon, that's why Rav has to teach us that it's considered completely Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even with the Rabbanon, and you could carry in that area. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Itma, Mavi also Kanadl. If you have a Mavi that's made like a centipede. So the point of this Gemara, the way we're going to learn the Gemara, is like diagram 50. When you have diagram 50, let's look at this diagram. You have a big Mavi, it's a big bent Mavi, that goes on one side to the Rosh Hashanah Harabim and the other side to the Rosh Hashanah Harabim. And then you have these offshoot mavuis that also lead to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says the Gemara, Itmar, mavi also kanadl, a mavi that's made like a centipede, Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Ois a tzuras haPesach begodl, you make a tzuras haPesach at the openings of the main mavi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, v'hanach kula, and all the other smaller offshoot mavuis, mishdru belech v'kaira. You just make a lech v'kaira at the place where they exit to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that is adequate. Amalei Rava, ask Rava, didn't we learn on that Vav? And we actually quoted this Gemara earlier in our shiur today also. The Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis, how to look at a mavi okum that has both openings open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Rav said that such a mavi should be considered like a mavi mefulish, and therefore you have to have a lechi v'kaira at the two exits to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you have to have a tzuras haPesach at the bend. Shmuel, on the other hand, we said, considers the mavi okum like a mavi sosum, and you only have to have a lechi at each of the openings to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you don't have to have anything at the bend. Or we said maybe earlier, just a lechi at the bend. So if so, your psak, asks Rav to Abaya, Kaman, according to whom did you paskin? To Shmuel? If you paskin like Shmuel, to Omar, that Shmuel says, Tarasa kasosim, that we treat a mavi okum like a mavi sosim, and therefore it's enough to have a lechi and kaira at each one of the openings, lam lay tzuras haPesach. So why did you just say that we have to make a tzuras haPesach at the opening? V'oid, and furthermore, asks Rava to Abaya, V'hub mavi okum d'avim menadah, there was a mavi okum in the city of Nadah, where Shmuel was the Rav, and even though Shmuel was the Rav in the city of Nadah, they were machmer for Rav's Shita. And if in they followed the opinion of Rav, if they follow the opinion of Rav, certainly, even in Shmuel's town, we should do something by the bend. Why didn't you think about the bend at all? Ela Marava, and therefore, because of this question, Rava said differently. Every one of the openings from the small arteries from the main Mavui, you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach, which is shown in diagram 51. You make a Tzuras HaPesach at every one of the openings when you go off from the main Mavui to these arteries. Lakula Haigisa, where they're connected to the Movi, Vidach Gisa, and the other opening to the Rosh Hashanah, it's enough, Mishteru, the Lech V'Kaira, when you make a Lech V'Kaira at the main entrance, at the exits to the Rosh Hashanah. And that's exactly consistent with the opinion of Rav, that a Movi Okum we treat like a Movi Mefulish, and therefore you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle, which we exactly have in diagram 51. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Batachlifa Mishmeder Rav Kahana ben Menunai, Mishmeder Rav Kahana ben Malkia, Mishmeder Rav Kahana, Rabbi the Rav, who was the Rebbe of the Amoira Rav, Vamalei Rav Kahana ben Malkia, Hain Rav Kahana, Rabbi the Rav. The Rav Kahana ben Malkia is the one who's always identified in Shas as Rav Kahana, as the Rebbe of Rav. Mavi. If you have a Mavi, Shidai Echad Oruch, V'tzidai Echad Katzer. You have a Mavi that the two walls of the Mavi are not flush with each other. One is long. One is a longer one, one is a shorter wall. Diagram 52. The halach is, if the length, if the longer wall is not longer by Dalet Amos, Pachs mi arba amis, if it's not longer than by dalar amis, meneiches a kairin belachsin. You could put the kaira at the entrance on a slant. Again, diagram 52. If, however, arba amis, if it's more than four amis longer, diagram 53, then aloch is ene meneiches a kaira el kenegede kotzer. You only put up the kaira flush with the shorter wall, and obviously, the area in front of that, you will not be able to carry in. Rav Amma, Rav, however, disagrees, and he says, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, even in a case where it is less than Dalet Amis, the halacha still doesn't change. You always have to do as is shown in diagram 53. And Rava explains this machlokes. I'm going to explain my opinion, and I'm going to explain those that disagree with me. What's the reason Chazal said we should put up a kaira? Mishum hacker. Because the kaira is supposed to be a hacker to recognize that this is the mavui, and that's the Rosh Hashanah. And even though I could carry in the mavui, I can't carry from the mavui to the Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. So therefore, he says, balachsin, but if it's put on a slant, it's not a hecker. And therefore, I can't any kaira that's put on a slant is not going to be satisfactory. Ve'im tam dedu, I'm going to now explain the ones that disagree with me and say that as long as it isn't longer by Dalet Amis, you could put a kaira even on a slant. Kaira m'shamai, they hold that the purpose of the kaira is not for a hecker. The purpose of a kaira is to be a mechitza. Kaira mishamay mishamechitza. To make a mechitza, as if the wall comes down. A wall coming down, that you can have, belachsen, nami have a mechitza. You can have, even with a slant, a mechitza. Amar Rav Kahana, hoyel shmatzah de kahani, so says Rav Kahana, since this halacha was said by so many people with the name of Kahana, eim v'amilsa, I want to add to this discussion. And he says, Hada Amar, this that we said, Menecha Kairin Balachsin, that under certain circumstances, we could put the Kaira on a slant, Loy Amarin El Shabayim Balachsin Yosem Eser, that the slant is not longer than 10. That when you measure the Kaira on the slant, it won't be more than 10 Amos. Aval, Yesh Balachsin Yosem Eser, if the slant of the Kaira will make that it should be longer than 10 amis, a kaira that's on a slant, that the slant is more than 10 amis, the halacha is that it's not good. And the reason is because we go back to the first mission of Amasechta, the Beis Oman Aleph, where we learned that whenever you have an opening that's more than 10 amis, that's not a Pesach anymore. That's too much of a breach. A very common concept that we keep on learning in Amasechta is that there's two different concepts. There's a Pesach and there's a Pirtza. And the halacha is that when you have a Pirtza, then nothing will help. Although I did say that that's only if we want to rely on a Kaira or a Lechi. There, a pirtz of more than 10 amos is not going to work. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm going to put up a tzuras ha-pesach, just like we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that a tzuras ha-pesach works even if the opening is more than 10 amos, here too, this if you constructed a tzuras ha-pesach, it will be fine. Ask the Gemara, Bailuhu, another question that was asked in the yeshiva. Ma'alish tamish tach sakaira. You put up a kaira at the opening to your mavi. Could you carry under the area of the kaira? Says the Gemara, Rav Rav Chiva, Rav Yochanan Amar, Mutar l'shtamish tach sakaira. You may carry under the kaira. Shmuel Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Lokesh Amru, also l'shtamish tach sakaira. You can't carry under the kaira. Says the Gemara, Lemakal Mifki. The Gemara wants to suggest that the machlokes is the masava kairim shem hacker. The point of the machlokes that we just learned, that the point of the kair is to be a hacker, and therefore, even under the kair you have a hacker, and therefore you may carry under the kair. Or masava, whereas the people who say you can't carry under the kair, they hold kairim shem mechitza, that the kair makes like there's a wall coming down. And where is the wall coming down? The wall is coming down in the front of the kaira. So the area under the kaira is not where you have a wall. And if you don't have a wall, therefore you can't carry under that kaira. Says the Maraloi, we don't have to explain the machlokas that way. It could be the kol alam shem hekar. Everybody agrees that the purpose of the kaira is to serve as a hekar. What is the machlokas? The masav, the one that holds it, you're not allowed to carry under the kaira. Hekar milgav. The hekar starts only after the kaira. Under the kaira, you don't have a hekar. And therefore, since you don't have that, the hekar is only at the beginning of the kaira from when you're standing inside the mavi. Masava, the kaira is from the outside part of the kaira, the part that's closer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore you could carry under the kaira. Or you could say, says the Gemara, the Kulam, everybody agrees that the way kaira works is because of a mechitza. And what is the machlokes? The masava, where does the wall that this kaira, this halachic wall that's created by the kaira work begin? Chuda pnimi yard v'soisim. The inner part of the kaira is where the wall goes down. So the outer part, the part towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I don't have a wall to separate between the mavi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Or masover, the one that holds you could carry under the kaira holds, chuda chitziya the resoisim, it's the part that's close to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that comes down. So inner part is already inside the wall that separates, the halachic wall that separates between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the mavi. But concludes the Gemara, even though we have a machloikis about carrying under the mavi, under the kaira or not, kamitz Rav Chisda, everybody agrees, that area, if you have a lechi, and actually Mefarshim say it doesn't have to be in lechayim, even one, because the halacha is only one lechi is required. Since the lechi that you put up could be very flimsy, it could be very narrow, everybody agrees that the area adjoining the lechi, since that's not such a noticeable area, it's very narrow, you can't carry next to that area, and therefore you could only carry inside after the lechi in the mavi. The kaira, on the other hand, that has to have some depth to it, since the kaira has to have some depth to it, it's a much stronger hekar, and since it's a much stronger hekar, there we could have a machlokes if you're allowed to carry under the kaira or not.